Blog Talk Radio.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. Did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
You don't have to let the devil rule over your life.
But he came, he died on the cross for your sins. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able, to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept it?
I don't know about you this morning, but I'm so glad that he came. Yes, I am. He came to seek and save the lost. That's the reason why his presence is there. That's the reason why the anointing is there. That's the reason why he's right there in your home, right there in your job, right there in your car, right there in that jail cell. He came to seek and save the lost. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I came to let you know today that that's why he came. Yes, he did. He came to seek and save the lost.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That song gets me every time. My God, my God. Oh, I'm so glad we serve a Savior who came to seek and save the lost. Thank you for joining me right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Donnie Benton, Evangelist Benton, and you're listening to Victory Against All Odds. Sorry, I'm a little messed up right about now. Today is Monday, February the 18th, 2013. We are praise God for today. For today is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing and we're celebrating and we're glad in it. Today being the second month, which represents two represent the power of agreement, our testimony, our witness. It represents double. It means twice as much. Hallelujah. And the day is also, it's the 18th day of the second month. 18 represents judgment by the word of God. It also represents fruitful association, producing fruit or works along with your faith, I should say, according to James 2:18-26. And, of course, this is a brand new year 2013. 13 representing the spirit of backsliding, the spirit of rebellion, the spirit of rejection for those that are not walking upright. However, it also represents divine change for those who are connected to the vine. And we praise God for divine change in the year of 2013. Oh, I am just so grateful. I am just absolutely grateful. On today, this day, the 18th day, 18 represents complete new beginning. It also represents complete putting off the old self. I thank God for just that right there, complete putting off the old self. That means that we can begin anew. I praise God according to Luke 13:11-16. Which talks about, if you go back, and I'm giving you some scriptures so you can just kind of go back and read on your own accord. Luke 13 happens to be talking about the woman with the infirmities for 18 years. As you go along in that scripture, I believe it's around the 13th verse or the 16th verse, where it talks about she was loosed from that which she was bound for 18 years. So we thank God for today being the 18th day of the month of agreement, your double portion, your fruitful association. Hallelujah. I'll be the first to tell you. Let me continue here and then we'll go back. Please call someone, text someone, tweet someone, and let them know we're on the air live right here on Victory Against All Odds. I'm just excited on this evening I actually somebody called me in the middle of the program. I actually toiled all day and prayed, and I asked God, I don't like to do a broadcast if I don't have anything to say. And I certainly, because this broadcast has been offered up to the Lord, unless he speaks, I don't speak. And so I asked the Father exactly what it was that he wanted me to share on this evening. And interesting enough, there was nothing that kind of came that I thought would come. And I tried to go this direction, and that wasn't working. And I tried to go another direction, and that wasn't working. And it all of a sudden occurred to me that I needed to just talk about hearing and recognizing God's voice. And I think as a body of believers, we all need to hear God's voice, and we need to recognize when he is speaking. And so I really can't tell you how this is going to go. I didn't do a long broadcast because, like I said, I really didn't know what God wanted to say tonight. But I do know this much. My base scripture will come out of John 8 and 47. And that's just kind of the basis of I guess, what God is saying. And that is, he who is of God, hear God's voice. And it's as simple as that. He hear his word. And that's John 8 and 47 again. And thank you. All of you that are tuning in the studio, and those that are in on the chat room as well, I just praise God for all of you joining me. Woman of God, I see you in the chat room, and I guess that was you that was giving me a call. Again, scripture John 8 and 47 says, "He who is of God, hear God's word." And I thank God for that. And so we're just kind of going to flow. Don't know where God is going to take us. And I think what I'll probably do also is, depending on how things go, I may even open the line just to give you all an opportunity to speak. I'm not want to do all the talking all the time. God bless you, woman of God, and walking in God's purpose. Boy, I tell you, we had an awesome time this morning on the broadcast. The Holy Ghost certainly showed up, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And as we kind of go forward, hearing and recognizing God's voice, I just want to just kind of lay some type of foundation so we can kind of get some direction here. Over in Revelations, it talks about Jesus cries out seven times to the seven churches, and we know what those seven churches are. And it says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And we know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to the people of God. And those who listen and those who obey, we know they are about moving forward into the greatest outpouring of God's Spirit that the world has ever known and has ever seen. And we are talking about a time called now. Last time we were on the broadcast, we talked about Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith. And with now faith comes a now word. And also with a now word call comes now action, because we know that faith without works is dead. So now it is time that we begin to really, really not just have faith, because faith by itself doesn't profit us anything. But this is what I command them, saying, according to the word of God, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ears, but followed the counsel and the dictates of their evil hearts, and went backwards and not forwards. Now, remember, I said 13 represents the spirit of backsliding, and we did a broadcast on that. And for those that did not hear that particular broadcast, please go back to the archives and pick that up, because 13 does represent the spirit of backsliding, which means going in the wrong direction. It means to digress downward. And what I think one of the reasons why this touched my heart is because I've been reading the news and just kind of looking at some of the signs and wonders and signals that we're hearing around the globe. And I say that because, as some of you have heard and have read and have seen, it is very significant, hear me by the Spirit, that the Pope is resigning. Now, if you know anything about the Catholicism, that is truly a big, big, big sign. It lets us know that God is on the scene and that the time is truly, truly at hand. I say this because, one, that as if you just kind of go over the history of the Catholic Church, that is not even something that they do. One of the reasons I say that is because the Catholicism is all about worshiping this man they call a pope, and in their eyes, he is the Holy One. And we know, as a body believer, that the only one that we worship is Jesus Christ himself. And so, according to the news, you know, he is supposed to be sick. But isn't it interesting, men and women of God, that no one mentioned anything about prayer, divine healing? Isn't it interesting that no one is praying for his healing? Now, think about it. Prior to that, Pope Paul John II died. He was on his throne, if you want to say it that way, if you'll allow me to say it that way for the purpose of the conversation, until he died. So why is it that this man is stepping down because he's sick? What happened to the power of prayer if you're such a holy, you know, and so right? And if you really think about this, and I'm just putting this out there as a challenge to you, and I'm putting it in your hearing for a reason, and I'm not certainly going to expound on that tonight. I will, because it's been touched by my heart. The Vatican City is a type of Babylon. And if you go into the spirit realm, there is nothing new under the sun. So it is very timely that this would be happening. One of the other events, if you've been watching the news, is the meteor that hit Russia. And I'm just going to throw that out there and put that in your hearing, and I want you to marinate on that. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about that in depth at some other time. That one is still baking in the oven. And so I just wanted to just put that out there. But I believe this is one of the reasons why God wanted me to talk about hearing and recognizing God's voice. And if you let me go over to Jeremiah 7, because remember we talked about the last clause of what we were talking about, those that did not obey or incline their ears, but followed the counsel and the dictates of the evil hearts and went backwards and not forwards. Let's go, if you'll allow me, over to Jeremiah 7. If you've got your Bibles or if you got pen and paper, just jot it down. You can go back later. And let's just read a little bit. Jeremiah 7, let's go to verse 23. It says, "But these things commanded I them, then, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsel and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backwards and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even set unto you all my servants, the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. That's why we were called to go forth. He called for the prophets. Yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Before thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee, thou shalt also call them unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, this is the nation that obeyed not, and the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Let me finish reading before I get messed up here. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take upon lamentations of the high places, for the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. And I'm going to stop right there for a minute. And I just wanted to read to you that God gives us direction. But remember, I said that 18 represents judgment by the word of God. And so I wanted to talk about, again, hearing. And so as we stand at the edge of the horizons of God's glory being revealed unto the earth, and the greatest need continues to be, we still, men and women of God, have to be workers in the harvest. Regardless of what is going on around us, it tells us that back over in 25, that he sent them forth, the prophets, rising early in the morning, and he sent them. And so it is through hearing and obeying the voice of God that we gather this harvest so that we can expand the kingdom of God. Each Christian has a mission and a ministry ordained by God to walk in. And I've been hearing and listening some of the different broadcasts, and what I love is that we're all speaking the same thing and being mindful of the same thing. And even though it may not necessarily package the same, we're on one accord. And that is, there is only one head in the body of Christ. And we must listen, obey his voice, which is the Holy Spirit. And the body of Christ then will come together and in complete unity and function in perfect harmony. See, when we are on one accord, then we can walk and be in perfect harmony. And when we are together and we're united, guess what? We are walking in strength. That leaves no room for the enemy to come in and cause havoc. Because, of course, remember, the enemy's job is to keep us divided. And we know that all true Christians who walk in God have heard God's voice. And if you go to the word of God, Jesus says that no one comes to him unless the Father who sent him draws him. And it says, and I will rise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to him. And that's over in John chapter 6, I guess, around verse 44. For verse 44 and 45. And then it says, it was God's voice that drew you to him. So God's voice is what drew us to him. So that means that we have to have an ear to hear. remember, my base scripture is John 8:47. He who is of God hears God's word. And so, again, we must be in alignment. In other words, what am I saying, women and women, men and women of God? We must be in our rightful place. We must be in position so that we can hear God's word. We can hear his voice. So in order to begin this process, I should say it that way, we must be able to communicate with God, and we'll be able to be in tune with him so that when he calls us, we can hear. So how did that start? It started, of course, with us answering the call of salvation. That's first and foremost. But it didn't stop there, because he still keeps calling us. He calls us first to salvation, and then he calls us into ministry for him. So that's a process that we all have to work out, so that as we're being called and as we're being molded and as we're being shaped and as we're going through our trials and as we're going through our tribulations, it's not for naught. He is building us. Yes, he's building us. Praise God, woman of God. He is building us for perfection, because he is beginning a work in us. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God and not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his what? We are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand. See, we were already prepared. He already knew who we were from our mother's womb, right there in Jeremiah. And so we just are taking a walk. We're just walking it out. Because remember, the word has already been established. We're just walking it out. So that calls for our obedience. And we can't be obedient if we can't hear God's voice. So this is a very, very essential. God has ordained good works for you and you and you and you to walk in. And it is by communication from the Father that we receive through the Holy Spirit that we know where to walk. Don't you love the instructions of God? See, he loved us so much, men and women of God. He gave us instructions. We don't have to figure it out. We just got to read the word of God. And then we've got to receive it in our hearts and believe it by faith. Amen. I'm just excited just knowing that. Hallelujah. And we need to know how to walk and when to walk. So when we accepted Christ and his sacrifice for us, we then put on his Holy Spirit. Okay. And then, of course, we put on the Spirit of love. We put on the Holy Spirit. Then we know that we are connected and united with God, and then our bonds with him. So now we share the same Holy Spirit that united the Father and the Son. The same Spirit that makes God one makes us one with him. Okay, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one Spirit, according to Corinthians 6:17. Okay? So if we don't have the Holy Spirit, then we are what? Not part of God's family. We are not blood relatives of Christ. And so often, men and women of God, and I know I'm going to make somebody mad, but I'm going to say it because it is in the Word of God. A lot of times you hear people say that, you know, we are all God's children. But let's go to the Word of God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Check your word. Romans 8:9. But not only do we need to have the Holy Spirit, but we must also be led by the Holy Spirit. Men and women of God, we've got to be led by the Holy Spirit. We really, really do. Because without the Holy Spirit, you know, just taking a walk. We're out there aimlessly. We have no direction. You know, we're not connected to the vine.
And I'm saying that with compassion, because I love people, and we that are believers and that have been commissioned, our job is to enlarge the kingdom, as we talked about before. So we know that the Holy Spirit communicates, and that it gives us the deep things of God. He gives us deep things of God, and we know that. As we grow, we mature, as we progress and become more grafted in, and as we continue to work, chew, and eat, and thirst after God, we know that we are growing in grace. We know that when we have the Holy Spirit, He gives us the power to become spiritually minded through the Holy Spirit, so that Christ's life can be manifested in us, because remember, we are walking witnesses. We are the testimony of who Christ is, because we were created in His own image. We are the Word. Some people will never go to church. And once we settle that in our spirit and not get discombobulated about those that are doing the things of the world, because guess what they're doing? They're serving their own God, which is not of Christ, it is of the enemy. So don't be so surprised when you hear these things of the world. They're only walking out what they know. They're doing about their Father's business. We just continue to pray, be united in Christ, and we walk in the wisdom of God. When we walk in the Holy Spirit, we also receive wisdom, and we receive understanding from the Holy Spirit. We receive counsel, which is our words from God, and power, which is faith that comes through hearing God's word. Amen. Amen, somebody. We also receive knowledge of God, which causes us to have the fear of God. Amen. The more we know God, and the more that we stand in awe of Him, then we delight in Him. And when we delight in Him, we know that we fear Him. And the fear of God is like a fence that keeps us safe, does it not? Remember Psalms 91. We're safe in His arms. We're safe because we abide under the shadow of His wings. He is our safety. And then keeping us safe and close to God, and it helps us to keep our hearts clean and keeps us holy before God. The fear of God helps us to experience the joy of a clean heart before Him. Amen, somebody. God speaks to us in many ways, and one of those ways is through the written word. We talked about that, and we know that all scripture is of Him. We know that all scripture is God. Okay, so now we've been talking about hearing. Let's switch over to recognizing His voice, and then I'm going to open up the lines, as I don't want to do all the talking. I've got about 11 minutes, but if you are in the chat room and you want to get engrafted into the conversation and we go into recording, that's fine. Just jump right on in, dial the number, 818-572-2919. Okay, so recognizing God's voice, we know that God's voice, because we know Him. Amen? Amen. We said Jesus says in His word, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep hear me. They hear my voice, according to John 10 and 14. We recognize God's voice because we recognize Him. The better we get to know God, the more clearly we recognize His voice. And we know that His voice is the Holy Spirit. And we've been talking about the Holy Spirit tonight, because without it, we can't get anywhere. And when we have the Holy Spirit, we know that we have God's love. And one of the things that I believe about walking and serving the Father is when He created us, He gave us everything we needed. He equipped us from the beginning. So when I hear people pray, God give me, God send me, I know that they're lacking knowledge and understanding, because when God created us, He gave us everything. Here's the key. Just what I just said. Here is the key. Catch it by the Spirit. The key unlocks that which is lying dormant. Everything that God is and everything that when God created us, he created us complete. So everything that we need is already in us. It is up to you to unlock it, the gifts that are lying dormant at the appointed time so that we can do the workings of Christ here on the earth. So recognize that we are already complete in Christ. We're just walking it out. Amen. Yes, he sent us here with all we needed. Amen. Praise God. You are absolutely right, woman of God, from the chat room. Now, God speaks to us in many ways. We know that he speaks to us through the scriptures. And so we know that the greatest gift God gave us is love, that he lays down his life for us. So God is always leading us into laying down our own life so that we may experience his life. And what I come to recognize, and I shared this with me, is death, burial, and the resurrection, which is what Christ did. Guess what? We do the same. We die to ourselves so that we can resurrect in Christ. Amen. We must bury our thinking, we must bury our own agenda so that we can be resurrected in him, in his purpose, his will for our life, so that we can do the work for the kingdom of God. Amen, somebody. Amen. Praise God. Now, we know that prayer is our greatest weapon. Amen, somebody. And praise, which confuses the enemy. So we must have an effective prayer life if we're going to win this battle. Hallelujah. We must have prayer. We can't do anything and get anywhere without prayer, because prayer is our communication with the Father. He communes with us. We commune with him. Amen. And that's including every area of our life. It is very essential that we hear God's voice and are led by the Holy Spirit, and that is why we must pray. We must. He guards our steps. When we go into the house of God, go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifices of fools, who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be haughty or hasty with your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on the earth. So let your words be few, according to Ecclesiastes 5:1-2. God is not Santa Claus. It is spiritually immature to come to God with your list of selfish wants. I won't, I won't, I won't. When did you ever just sit and commune, just bask in his presence and let God speak to you sometime? I tell you, it's an awesome thing to just dwell in his presence and let him speak to you, give you direction, tell you the mysteries of the kingdom. That's an awesome experience right there. That's an awesome experience, I tell you. So we must be in a place where we pray without ceasing, as the word tells us. Amen. And I'm just letting that soak for just a minute. Yes, amen. We must humble ourselves. Amen. We must humble ourselves. So when we abide in Christ, he abides in us, so that the Spirit, his Spirit, and his word can flow through us, then we can ask what we want, what we desire, and because our desires will be conformed to the will of God, he hears us. I truly believe that our desires were placed in our heart by the Father. And make sure that the things that we're asking for line up with the word of God. And so we ask sometimes what, you know, how do you know and that God is speaking? You know, how do we know that it's him? Well, does it line up with the Holy, with the Bible? Does it line up with the Word of God, the Scriptures? Does it lead you to a closer relationship with God? Does a greater unity with him? Does it lead you into expressing love and putting God's benefits and the benefits of others before your own? Does it lead you to dying of yourself and a greater manifestation of Christ's light? Does it cause greater love, joy, and peace from God in you? Because he dwells in us. Amen. I just wanted to throw those questions out there because I want you to, well, not just you, but me. I'm not excluding myself. We all need to examine ourselves. Amen. 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 And so I'm going to leave that question out there. This is almost like a homework assignment. I just want you to as we go about our day and as we unite as sisters, as brothers in the kingdom, not competing against each other, who can do the best message and who got this and who got that, but walking in unity, being helpless one to another, uniting in Christ. But as we do this, you know, in our personal time, as we go along and as we shift and move and grow in the things of God, and as he elevates us to not only just the next level in God, but the next dimension in God. Make sure we do our homework check. Does it line up with the Scriptures? Does it lead you into a closer relationship with God? Does it lead you into expressing love? Does it cause you to die to yourself? Does it cause greater humility in us and a greater dependence on him? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, this was all him. I just did not know what to. I'm like, God, you're going to have to help me. I even called a friend, or he called me, and I said, I don't know where God is going to take us tonight, because I prayed all day. Okay, God, I don't know what you want to say. I have no idea where we are supposed to go from here. And all you have to do is just let God lead. Let him lead. Praise God. And so, Father God, I thank you for leading on this evening. I praise God for just trusting you, because this walk really requires us to trust God in every area of our life. I'm trying to tell you, in all areas of our life, in everything that we do, in everything that we say. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, divas, for and oh, God bless you, woman of God, empowerment place, and walking in God's purpose. Praise God. I wish you all would come into the chat room. I want to open up the lines, and I just want, you know, us to just, I mean, whatever you want to add to, because it's just not about me. Whatever you want to add, I'll just open the lines, and it'll just go on recording, and we'll just stay right there. 818-572-2919, and I got 17 seconds left, so come on in. And I'm going to go ahead on and open up the line and just let you all say what you need to say, comment on amen, comment on God bless you to empowerment place, woman of God. And thank you all for joining me, those that will be tuning out. And I'm going to open up the line, and I'm just going to call out the last four digits of your number. And if you got a comment or you want to add a little, you know, add something, or if how did this bless you, or, you know, 708 is the area code, 0029 is the last four digits. You are on the air. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Victory Against All Odds. You got a question or a comment?
Yes, good evening. This is Evangelist Connie. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. God bless you. Did we not have an awesome time this morning?
Oh, my God. God just took over.
He did.
Just
he
changed
really
the
did.
Atmosphere. I mean, but that's what we want, because we
Amen.
Don't want to be advertising it in ourselves. We want the Holy
Amen.
Ghost to take control. And then speaking on what you were speaking on, the voice of God, we have to make sure that we're trying the Spirit by the Spirit and make sure it be of God.
Amen.
And a lot of times we're hearing things, but is it truly coming from God? So
Amen.
Once God began to speak with you and get with you, study, and study to be quiet and understand
yes.
that it is God speaking to you, and find out the season that he's dealing with you in when he speaks to you. Because sometimes
Amen.
He gives us secrets that we hold. Sometimes he's just sharing it with you for now. And it's not time yet. Because, see, in everything that God does, there's decent and order with what God does.
Absolutely.
Everything is order.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is
God bless you.
Amen.
And continue to do as God has assigned you to be to do. God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you, and I hope you saw my message I sent you the other day. I definitely would love to have you on broadcast.
Okay, I mean, my pleasure.
Amen.
Let me. Well, I didn't get the message. I didn't receive it yet because I'm not. I don't know where some of the messages are going. Where did you send it to me?
On the bottom of your page.
Okay. I'll go back and recheck that, and then I'll correspond with you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. God bless you.
Thank you. It's my honor to work with you.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Area code 563. You're on the air. Thank you for calling Victory Against All Odds. God bless you, woman of God. Last four digits, 4620. You don't have anything to say? They're code 563. Okay. Okay. Well, if no one else has anything else to say, then we're going to close out. I have said everything that God would have me to say for the evening. I am just grateful that each and every one of you were able to join me on this evening. And God bless each and every one of you, all that are in the chat room. Everyone that was in the studio, praise God for you and you and you. And we certainly thank God for his leading and his guiding me through the broadcast and just, you know, whatever God has to say. And I challenge each and every one of you to make sure that we all as believers are hearing and recognizing God's voice, and even as the woman of God said, that we understand timing and seasons, and that is exactly what I often make sure that I'm listening and hearing. And there is a time and a season for all things, according to Ecclesiastes 3:1. And that makes sure that we are lined up and that we hear God's voice clearly, know when to speak and when to be silent, and what to release and when to release, and what not to release. And I just thank God for just being in the will of God, and that we all continue as men and women of God to continue to do the work of the ministry. Whatever God has called and required of your hands, that you do it with all your might, and do it not only unto God, but being a walking in his obedience and understanding that it is not only, it's not just by works only, and it's not just by faith only, but that we need to walk by faith, and the manifestation is through the working of our hands or whatever gift God has given unto us, that we offer that thing back up to him, because without him we are nothing and nobody. And I say that often because when we recognize that it is he and he alone, then we can begin to walk in the purpose and the will of God. And I just praise God for being obedient. And it has really been a hard in that sometimes the spirit of fear does grip us. And I at least I can talk about me, you know. And when I say that, what I really mean by that is without him, we can do nothing. And we know that in all things, you know, in all things, we know that we can do all things in Christ. I'm sorry, and so I just wanna just commend each and every one, women of God, those that are in the chat room, and those even on this morning, how the Holy Spirit just really, really, really showed up, and that's what it's really all about, is allowing God to take reign, and the most significant thing about that is, being transparent, and I love just sharing and telling our testimony, because sometimes it's just our testimony that draws people, and that's what it's really all about, us walking in our purpose and being obedient so that we can enlarge the kingdom. Yeah. So with that being said, God bless each and every one of you. Have an awesome week. An awesome night. May you flow in the things of God. May you continue to grow and hear God's voice. May you continue to be fruitful, and that your fruit may remain full, that you hear God's voice. And I thank God for the women of God that have shared and those that are just listening. And we close out on tonight. Father God, we just thank you, and we pray, Father God, for the men and women of God, Father God, all over the world, oh God, those that are walking in their purpose, oh God, Father God, that they hear your voice, Father, that they be obedient to what you say, that you order their footsteps, oh God, and that they answer the call in the name of Jesus, oh God. We bind every attack and every form of the enemy, oh God, that we pull down, hallelujah, God, the enemy, we pull down the workings of the enemy. We bind and we loose, Father God, hallelujah, all things, oh God, that are not of you. Father God, let us hear, oh God, let us see, oh God, what you would have us to see and hear, what you would have us to hear, oh God, that we, Father God, will line ourselves up and be obedient to the word of God. Father, we praise you and we thank you, oh God, even as we lay our heads down tonight, Father, Father God, that we have sweet rest, oh God, and that you speak to us even while we're sleeping, oh God. We ask that you cover us, oh God, with your arms of protection, oh God. We bind death and we bind the workings of the enemy, oh God, that nothing shall hurt us or harm us. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. God bless you as we close out. Oh, with a song, let us see. God, where would you want me to go? Let's go back with where we started with. Praise God. God bless you.
You did not
wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you hold yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
Ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there. there just and able to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept?
Good night.